Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring in the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the English choir Ex Cathedra in a three-volume series of Baroque music from Latin America. The English choir Ex Cathedra has been championing the Latin American Baroque repertoire for several years. Led by Chirfi Skidmore, their founder and artistic director, the choir has so far released three volumes of music from the 17th and 18th centuries. Their latest recording is a veritable revival of the composer Juan de Araujo, whose music has been sparsely recorded in the past. The choir's program, entitled Fire Burning in Snow, also includes a single work by Diego de Salazar, as well as the complete 20 verses to the anonymous Hanak Pachap Kusi Quinin, which is recognized as the earliest example of polyphony printed in the Americas. We move now from Ex Cathedra's latest recording, Fire Burning in Snow, to the one that immediately preceded it, Moon, Sun, and All Things. Whereas Ex Cathedra's most recent offering was primarily centered on one composer, the second volume covered a broader selection, spanning the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. The program was researched by Jeffrey Skidmore himself, who traveled to the US, Mexico, and Bolivia on what can be called repertoire pilgrimages. Composers highlighted are Domenico Zippoli, Francisco López Capillas, Manuel Sumaya, Hernando Franco, and one of the most famous names from the Mexican Baroque, Juan Gutiérrez de Padilla. We'll go now to the recording that began the Ex Cathedra series, New World Symphonies. Subtitled from Araujo to Zippoli, an A to Z of Latin American Baroque, the recording can be considered as fine an introduction to the repertoire as any that preceded it. Ravishing sacred choral works are placed alongside devotional pieces with both African and indigenous flavors, And while some of the music might sound familiar, there will be much to discover that will delight the listener. The consistently fine performances make Ex Cathedra's three-volume series an invaluable resource for study and pure enjoyment. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.